All right, we are more than that. We are live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Welcome to our WrestleMania marathon coverage, and our coverage continues with this post-show for the 2018 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And if my watch is correct, it is 12:33 in the morning, which would place it at Saturday. Even the dog is upset at how late it is.
That's the wrestling call, man. So,
oh my God, he's prepping for Sunday morning. You know, between the red carpet special and that was a 5.5 hour broadcast.
So, why? Because it started at 8.
It started at 7. The red carpet was at 7.
It's almost like we watched the pay-per-view.
Jesus. I guess they're warming you up for Sunday, because Sunday's going to be 7 hours and change.
So, yeah.
Anyways, Double A being joined by Tony C and Dr. Doom, and I'm not sure who else is going to join us, because it is...
Everybody else probably asleep.
It's late. And we are going to make this brief, because this is ridiculous. I wasn't expecting this show to go off the air so late.
It's getting to that point now, man. Where it's just,
you got to get a nap.
But here's the issue. Today, all the inductors, or the inductees, I should say, were just blabbering on and just.
Heyman was the shortest, right? I think Heyman was the shortest.
And Kid Rock and Kid
Nah, Rock, I thought short. Jimmy Hart was short.
Jimmy Hart was short, but then Jimmy Hart was short, but he opened up that feed for Hillbilly Jim to talk. Just.
Well, Hillbilly Jim was dropping some knowledge, Double A.
He was, but he kept stopping every 2 seconds.
Man.
Oh my goodness! Ivory was entertaining, but Ivory went off on a tangent. Mark Henry was okay.
Mark Henry had me tearing up a little bit.
Mark Henry was good. I expected more from Jeff.
Mark Henry is a son of a bitch because he only invited one of his sons to come to the town. Oh, man.
Jeff, I expected more from Jeff Jarrett.
Nah, Jeff Jarrett, they told him, don't even be serious. You just be lucky that you're here.
No TNA footage for him.
No.
Or Vince firing him. I was like, where that footage at when he was like, gone?
I saw Magnus tonight, and it made my night.
You saw the NWA Heavyweight Champion of the World,
the real world champ.
That's right. He was sitting behind. Man, I think can't remember who. He was sitting behind Cena.
Yep.
I gotta tell you,
the tension in that air, boy. You don't pay your child support, John.
But let me tell you something. This was just like unnecessarily long.
I tell you, it was a blooper. Did you catch something? It was something that they caught and the cameraman jerked. Did you see it?
No, what happened?
Becky Lynch. No. They were showing so much of her cleavage. And it was just like, man, her boobs was out. And then you see the camera jump up real quick because they noticed it.
I didn't see that, no.
Corey Graves and his wife, or whoever he would have, that many tattoos, really, bro?
Well, they're tattoo artists.
Well,
Jesus Christ. But,
they can't get a regular job.
We're gonna go through the things here. I'm going to start with the red carpet. And if you didn't see the red carpet, you missed an entertaining moment that I immediately... actually, two entertaining moments. One... is Samoa Joe's shot at Dean Ambrose.
What do you say? Because I missed that.
So Renee Young is interviewing Samoa Joe, right? And Renee is like, so Joe, we haven't seen you in a long time. Where have you been? How are things? And Joe, you know, just out of character, talking very normal, with a smile on his face. He goes, "Well, Renee, I've been healing. Unfortunately, I've been dealing with a little bit of an injury, but I'm glad. I'm glad to be here at the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, I know your date could not be here today." And Renee just gave him a dirty look, you know.
That's how you got to keep the kayfabe up.
But that was that, and then the other one was courtesy of Byron Saxton, Tony C would know better, I guess, because Lee is questioning his preference, because they had Ronda Rousey and her husband up on stage, right? And Byron goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, here we have a lady that's going to make her WrestleMania debut tomorrow. We've got Ronda Rousey and her lovely husband, whatever the guy's name is." And Ronda just looks at him and just says, "Yes, he is lovely." And then Lee texts me and says, "Byron's gay." I don't know, Tony C, do you know something that maybe...
I don't know nothing about his sexual preference as an adult.
But anyways, it was that was interesting. That was very interesting. Then that was it for the red carpet. But then we get into the actual Hall of Fame ceremony. I thought the Dudley boys were pretty good. I thought Devon's speech was very good. Devon going, "Listen, Bubba, I'm office now, so you got to listen to me." I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the one that he woke up the crowd, thank God, because he saved the evening, was that little kid.
Yeah.
Little Garrett Coleman.
Yeah.
Talking about John Cena ain't got no match.
He's got a better chance of getting a match than he does. So
Garrett reminded me of Lil Garrett from Good Times. That when he was on the Different Strokes.
That was definitely funny. But the Hillbilly Jim thing, it was just long. Nobody told any good stories. Really, to be honest with you, Ivory was.
I don't know that Jeff Jarrett and Owen Hart story about Pizza Man.
But that's the thing. I've heard that story before. I think Bret Hart told that story at the Hall of Fame one time. But
well, my question is, why didn't Kurt Jeff go up to Kurt see my baby tonight? You know what I'm saying?
But at least he acknowledged Kurt. You know. He did acknowledge
it. That lets you know I ain't no tension there.
No.
Yeah.
It just was long, and then they brought out Ivory, and Ivory was okay, but again, Ivory was just long, and then Kid Rock came out. Kid Rock had a very good speech.
Quick and
to the point. And let's go to the phones right now. With that, we say hello to Philip J. Rea. He says it's G, but I don't believe him. He's got to show me his driver's license to prove it.
You know, I was at Costco today and I double checked my ID because now you give me a complex.
You know, one of these days you're going to have to fill out an application. You're going to put down J.
Yeah, and I'm going to curse you till the cows come home because it's probably something important that I'm filling out.
I just want to know why the hell Braun Strowman is in out of gimmick. He is not. It shouldn't be in no suit ever.
Braun is always out of gimmick. Braun does a lot of stuff out of gimmick.
All this out of gimmick stuff. The kayfabe has got to come back.
Jeff Hardy wanted out of gimmick. He had on some damn Jenko jeans and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Looking like trash.
You ain't see Brock, though. Damn it, Brock! Of course,
there was a couple.
Brock ain't never going to be there. He might ain't show up for some induction.
But to go back here real quick,
and we're might not show up Sunday.
I'll get everybody's opinion here in a second. But Ivory was long-winded. Kid Rock was quick and to the point, which was okay. The little black kid was pretty funny.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Come on, don't
with my belt.
It is.
It's been watermelons, cowboy hats, and now the little black kid.
It's
quarter to 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Anyways.
He didn't just say that.
We didn't even talk about the Rufus R. Jones.
I'll get there. And then they went from there. They went to Jeff Jarrett, and I thought that Jeff Jarrett should have gone a little bit longer. We didn't need the whole song sung, by the way, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Goldberg, Mark Henry did okay. Goldberg though, he made no sense.
It was all over the place. He was going back and forth from being in gimmick and out of gimmick.
Yeah. Phil, your thoughts on the evening. 5.5 hours of Hall of Fame today.
You know, I'm used to the longness because, you know, we're all sports fans. Most of us on the network are anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're used to the whole winded speeches between baseball, football, basketball, hockey. They all do it, you know. I like this night. For some reason, it gets longer and longer every year. What bothered me the most was Dana Warrior. This is the second year in a row she made the entire thing about her husband.
No, she's done it every year since that guy died. He's done it. She's done it every year. I was texting with Lee, and I said, this woman grieves every year at the Hall of Fame and spends 10 minutes on the podium crying.
This poor kid got 3 liver transplants, started a gazillion followers on Twitter with his hashtag, you know, the whole movement he's got going on to help this kid is like, he's of importance now in this whole social media thing, and his, you know what I'm saying, the kid started a movement, so he deserves the award. She made the entire thing about herself, and it was fucking atrocious, man.
Yeah, thank God that kid, he knew exactly what to do at the end of that speech. He took that that statue and left that Ultimate Warrior doll on the table.
So, peace out, he said.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Look here.
But you know what? The problem is that, you know, and I went to the Hall of Fame last year, and it was entertaining. There were some good speeches there. Now, granted, Eric Bischoff was there. Jim Cornette was there. Kurt Angle was inducted. That was the year of the Rock and Roll Express getting inducted. So there was a lot of good speeches, a lot of good talkers at my Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But the one thing that was missing from this one was the stories. I mean, the Dudleys, okay, told a couple of good stories, but that's about it. The stories were missing from this today.
Well, I thought Mark had some decent ones.
Yeah, he did, but you know what? As structured as this Hall of Fame was, why the hell did it go so long?
They had a bunch of gimmicks. I mean, they were putting people through tables.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You had Silent Pink jackets.
Yeah, that's fine. That doesn't justify being on the air for 5.5 hours.
I think anybody who deserved to be long was Mark Henry. I'll tell you why. He stayed the longest.
Of course.
Like,
Billy Jim like an agent?
He may have worked.
No, he did stuff for Coliseum Video, didn't he?
He may have done some stuff in the office, but like nothing of importance. You know?
Yeah, but he was also a great speech. He's a guy who just, you know, some of these guys and girls, right place, right time. They had their run, and they were humble. The dude came out. He was super humble. Mm-hmm. He name-dropped a few people. He thanked the world, including his mom. Thank God it wasn't a Mr. T thing.
Yeah.
But he was I think he was the best speech of the night.
I thought it was a little long, a little ponderous, but it was okay. But I don't know. I just felt that there was something missing from tonight. But that
you know, my wife's a big theater person, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when we watch the Tonys every year, I don't know half these people, you know, but like, it's the same thing. I equate it to that because they're all performers, you know, so I feel like they, you know, they're being recognized, and even, well, with the Tonys, they just cut you off. They just, you know, they'll hit the music and just cut you off. Exactly. With the, yeah, and with this, it doesn't happen like that. You know, because they have their own network. That they don't have a they're not doing it for a major network. It's their network. It can go 7 hours if they wanted to.
But now, here's the thing. Now they got to somehow take this program
and make it 2 hours.
No, and make it 1 hour for tomorrow night.
Oh, for USA.
Yeah. It's supposed to air tomorrow night. So I feel sorry for these editors that's going to be up now all night long editing this show. But it was... I don't know. But it was okay. It is what it is. The Hall of Fame. Of course, the Lucha Underground Impact Wrestling thing is going on at the same time. But there's a lot of interesting stories that are coming out because they happened during the Hall of Fame. We found out during the Hall of Fame, during one of the promos, that we're going to get a lot of new WWE programming coming up, including new seasons of Camp WWE, The Edge and Christian Show, Storytime, Ride Along, and this shocked the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard is coming to the network.
So we're going to get to see Conrad Thompson on TV.
And new season of Edge and Christian Show.
Yeah, you know what?
Listen, WWE is going to be...
If anybody from the Wizards is listening, I know you had Conrad on about a month ago, but I don't know what it is. I think Conrad's got some dirty pictures of somebody that...
Well, he's married. He's about to marry Ric Flair's daughter.
Do you know what? I'm sure if somebody of note hears this and it gets back to the right people, I'll get shit for it. But I think he's just one of those collectors. He's like, well, I collect a robe. I collected Ric Flair's robe. I've got his NWA title belt. Now I got one of his daughters. You know, I'm thinking...
Anybody get the locker here next?
I'm thinking, Jesus, because Conrad came out of nowhere.
You're going to see the nuclear Ric Flair.
Oh, my God. I mean, here's a guy that 2 years ago nobody knew who he was, and now he's the face of the podcasting world. So I don't know. What the hell is going on over there?
My mother-in-law's in town.
Well, anyways,
she's in town for WrestleMania.
Yeah, she's in town for WrestleMania.
Party at Doom's house.
Exactly. Yeah. But
we need to get this party going.
But
they were drinking Corona, so you know.
But there was something else that came out. A major news item that came out, and we'll touch on all these things on Sunday. But there was another story that came out during the Hall of Fame. Regarding something in the WWE, and now I'm blanking on what it was. It was a fairly decent news story. But anyways...
nobody seen Taker floating around?
No, we haven't heard it. We haven't heard anything about The Undertaker. However, the only thing we've heard, and this is the only thing I'm going to touch on in terms of news, because we're going to go back to the Hall of Fame, and we're going to wrap this up so that we can all go to sleep, is that they are selling merchandise where The Undertaker is sporting an American flag.
Oh,
so
yeah, that pissed me off too, Kid Rock, man. The whole politics thing, like, just—I mean, listen,
that was unnecessary.
It's a hot button topic. You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough that everybody has social media and all this nonsense, but like for a few hours a year. I don't want to hear none of that. That's why I watch football and baseball Hall of Fame, because they don't talk about politics. Once in a while, they'll thank God, which is fine, but, like, come on, man. Just let it go. Like, who cares if you're a Republican or a Democrat? Who gives a shit? You know, who cares? Like, it's redundant. Like, let it go. I want to slam a Democrat. Like, why? Why? Who cares? You know? You make these albums with one good song and the rest of it's shitty. You know, like, it's just, and it's, that's his whole career. He makes these albums, and there's one good song on each album.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, come on, man, let it go. I mean, he earned a spot. He's been doing music for them for 20 years. That's a thing, man. That's a thing for an artist to be involved with a company for that long. That, you know, that, so you give him props. That's fine. But right, I want to, you know, two things they asked me not to do. Not to talk politics, not to thank Vince McMahon. Well, I'm going to thank Vince, and I want to slam a Democrat. And right there, I was like, I wanted to shut it off. I'm like, but I can't. It's the whole thing. But, you know. So, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, these, everybody, what I hate is, I understand you kind of have to have an agenda because you're a public figure. I get that. You know, people in the public eye, see, we're not in public eye, so we can come on your network, and we all have our opinions, we have shows, we do all this crap, but we're not in the public eye. I mean, we have fans of all the programming, and we have followers on social media, and people from all over the world listen to us. But, like, nobody cares if we're Democrats or Republicans, yeah, or independents or not. But these guys, people care about these people. So, but just, I would just hope that you just leave your agenda home for, like, one night a year.
That's it.
Just take the award, say thank you, hang out with the hot divas afterwards, and go home. Like, call it a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your Magnus autograph and go about your business.
That's what I'm saying. And he looked like a beat. He looked like a beat up old roadie for Leonard Skinner. Did you see him tonight?
Yes. Yes. Yep. Wearing clothes out of the hamper.
That's fine.
Bobby Lashley there.
Oh,
anybody? No. Bobby Lashley? No. No. Thank God.
And,
okay, he'll be there Monday.
And I'll be posting. I'm going to be posting here shortly. They've unveiled the set. The Divas have, or the women. Excuse me. The women have unveiled the set for WrestleMania. So if you were wondering why there were empty seats while Goldberg was talking, it's because they got up and they went across the street to unveil the set. But anyways, but yeah. So any other thoughts?
Is Little Gary gonna be at WrestleMania?
Oh, and wait a minute. That's confirmation. We have Pyro. For tomorrow, for Sunday, they're getting Pyro for WrestleMania.
Yeah, someone you posted a couple of pics.
Yeah,
you posted a couple of pics. I saw that.
Yeah,
a couple of guys on our page. I know Nick German's down there. My friend Ro from my old neighborhood, she's down there. Her brother is actually he does like the vendor thing. He vends like all these different superstars at conventions. You know, like he's the guy who pays the wrestlers to sign the autographs for his table or whatever. So he's down there with, she's down there with them. So they've been all posting pictures all night and since last night. The set looks really cool.
Oh, and I just saw it lit up right now, and it's definitely it's very Mardi Gras.
Yeah, you know,
with Brock out with a bang.
That's all. Let him go into the sunset. You know, he'll be back for another payday in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all good.
The legacy inductees, Hiro Matsuda,
yeah,
Lord Alfred Hayes, Jim Lundis,
awesome,
Cora Combs, a few other names.
Malenko, Sputnik Monroe, Rufus.
I had no idea who Dara Singh was, but okay. That name just, you know.
Rufus R. Jones, and R stands for guts, baby.
Yeah, I did like that.
I love Rufus R. Jones. He's awesome. He was one of those guys that eluded you because when you were a kid, when I was a kid, I obviously didn't have cable, and we were on tape trade until high school. So you read about this dude in the mags, uh-huh, all the time. He was like Junkyard Dog ish in the territories for a minute. He was very popular for his time. So.
Yeah.
So very cool. And Boris Malenko was a maniac. He was like pre-chic, you know, in terms of all the crazy brass knuckles and all the other crap, you know. So like that thing was, I mean, it's cool that they added this this division, I guess you call it a division, or an extension to the Hall of Fame. The Grammys do the same thing. Like they'll do like the...
Because you know what, you know, we're at a point now where there's just too many...
Yeah.
There's too many people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I, you know what? I thought Lord Alfred Hayes could have been a regular Hall of Famer. I mean, he did a lot. He did a lot for the company. I mean, granted, he wrestled for 25 years prior to him even being a personality in WWE, but he was very instrumental in programming, behind the scenes, and including all the shows like TNT and, you know, the stuff he did with Gorilla Monsoon and I mean, he did a bunch of stuff with them, so whatever it is. Stan Stasiak got his due, first Canadian to win the title. You know, I mean, it meant something back then, you know, because guys didn't win titles very often back then. You know, it was a deal. It was a happening. So that was cool.
Yes, it was. Any other final thoughts here? Because, like I said, we were going to do something very short. I mean, like I said, Dudleys were okay. I was okay with Ivory. She went off a little bit of a tangent, marrying the audience. But whatever.
Jeff, she's like the chatty drunk aunt at the party.
Yeah,
but you guys have a drunk aunt that you know she comes to the cookout. She's all fucked up.
But she still looks good.
Yeah,
she still looks good. She looks exactly. She's quick.
Yeah, she's a looker.
So, I guess that's it. Real quickly, let's tell everybody what's happening for the remainder of the weekend. You're going to hear a rebroadcast of this program, and of course, as soon as we get it up and posted, tomorrow, 5 p.m., right here, Rant EM Radio, the Rant EM Radio Roundtable, the Forgotten Stars of Wrestling. We're going to talk about them. That's the topic of the roundtable. Then, of course, at 8 o'clock, the Midnight Jury will be live. Mike will be flying solo, and he's going to be talking about WrestleMania in general, not just this WrestleMania, but just WrestleMania in general. Then we skip over to possibly we'll have an NXT TakeOver post show. No guarantees there, but possibly we could have a post show. We skip over to Sunday, and the live programming kicks off 11 a.m. with the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. And I'm sure I talked a little bit with William earlier today, and he said that he's got a lot of old-timers that are going to be calling in, old voices of the Call-In Show that will be a part of the festivities, so to speak. So you may hear some old voices that you have not heard in quite some time, kicking things off Sunday morning. That takes us right into 1:30 in the afternoon when Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live on the air. They're going to be talking about the news. They're going to be talking about the predictions. But most importantly, the throwback for this very special WrestleMania episode will be the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 4. Then at 4 o'clock, the Rant hits the air. We'll take you right up to bell time or thereabouts, 6 o'clock more or less. We'll run down the predictions, run down the card, last-minute news, get you hyped, talk about the annual thing we always talk about when we do these WrestleMania shows, what you're eating, which is very important. Then, of course, it's the Showcase of the Immortals. We'll have a live chat during the course of the entire event, and we'll be back here at the end of the evening with our post-show recapping everything that went down. And while I got everybody's attention, we announced through our legal department yesterday that on Tuesday, May 1st, which will be this network's 5th anniversary, we will be announcing this year's inductee into the Rant EM Radio Hall of Fame. So that's what we call a tease in the business. And yes, Terrell, I did see that. Lana during the red carpet special. That was another blooper. Lana, they were interviewing Rusev and Lana. And Lana started talking normal. And midway through her interview,
she caught herself.
She caught herself and she started talking in her Russian accent. And then she went back to the.
Was Randy Orton?
Was Randy Orton what?
Was he there tonight?
Yes, he was.
Yep.
Girlfriend's in gimmick.
He wasn't in gimmick, but, you know, he wore pants.
Bray wasn't there. So that means JoJo went see.
Listen, somebody's got to be at Access during the Hall of Fame.
Did you guys watch the whole red carpet?
I did.
It was good.
It was good.
It was one of the first ones that I actually enjoyed.
I got to tell you, though.
I mean, it's no black carpet.
No, of course not. No one does that better than me. Come on now.
But let me tell you something. As I was watching the red carpet, right, I couldn't help notice that there's Renee Young in a very bright green dress interviewing people, sometimes people that I could care less about, and right behind her is Tom Phillips interviewing the interesting people. Like, well, why the hell didn't they send things to Tom Phillips once in a while?
He's on a B team.
Yeah, they probably did. Because they're probably filming, like, three different things for the same event the same time now.
Tom Phillips was interviewing Ted DiBiase and
yeah.
a few others. And, oh, man. But anyways, so yeah. The marathon continues tomorrow, like I said, 5 p.m. We'll continue with the live programming with the Randy M Radio Roundtable. Join us on Sunday. We got live programming all day long. And if you miss any part of this marathon, and you'd be stupid to miss any part of it, it's going to rebroadcast in its entirety starting at 6 o'clock Monday morning right here on Randy M Radio. You're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 13, 14 hours of programming. So, or even more than that. So it's going to be interesting. I guess that's it. I guess it's time to go to bed. Some of us have been awake since 7 o'clock in the morning and had to go to work. And you know, but yeah, it's been a long day. I really was not expecting this show to go as long as it did. It really was.
Well, thanks for doing us a service. I was kind of hoping you guys would do something because I wanted to call and I was, you know, and
you were chomping at the bit.
Well, that and you know more Mania coverage, the better. I think the whole fact that it's a weekend now, it's fun. You know, I like all the stuff like tomorrow's Ring of Honor, NXT, all the indie stuff is going on. Like there's local guys that are going to be on that Evolve show with Access. I'm really excited for this weekend. I really am. I mean, I get excited every year because it's Mania. It's our Super Bowl. But this year, particularly, the organizations around WWE are doing big things and to coincide with the weekend. So I think it's pretty dope too. And the fact that we, you know, AA puts us together every week, every year for us, you know, to have all this programming is pretty dope. And now we have more, you know, the jury now and too. It's pretty dope. So. It's all good. I'm excited. Very excited for the next 48, 72 hours.
10th year we've been doing this, folks. 10th year we've been doing this damn thing. So, yes, it gets more and more interesting every year. The years...
The Brock Lesnar farewell weekend.
Yeah. We rebroadcasted earlier today, and we may throw it in rotation when the marathon is not live. We rebroadcasted the pre and post show from WrestleMania 30. So basically, the last time WrestleMania was in New Orleans. And I'm toying with the idea of throwing in a couple of the other stuff from years past as filler between the live programming. But yes, so enjoy what's airing in rotation. We're probably going to throw in some WrestleMania music also. And things like that. So, for Phil, for Doom, for Tony C, I'm AA. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. for the Rant AM Radio Roundtable. And, of course, come back here on Sunday, beginning at 11 a.m. with our live programming, Wrestling Call-In Show, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and the Rant, and then the post show at the conclusion of the evening, which I pray to God doesn't go past midnight. So, until then, have a good night, everybody.